Buster Olney, ESPN senior writer, baseball analyst, joining us now. Buster, thank you so much for the time. I wish we got to chat under better circumstances, my friend. But when I say the name Bob Uecker, what comes to mind for you?
Well, the funniest guy in baseball history, and the person who, among so many stars, made the greatest speech at baseball's Hall of Fame when he was inducted in 2003. He was, he was one of one. There's never been anybody like him. There's never ever going to be anybody like him again. I mean, he just was so beloved within the sport, and he just made the game so fun. And, you know, I didn't really know him that well personally, but man, today talking with people, you know, texting Craig Counsell, folks who knew him a lot better than I did, they are really going to miss him.
Yeah, absolutely. Buster, this is Dom Catronio. Thanks for making the time with us. And I know more of the American League side right when the Brewers had switched over to the National League, so you didn't get a lot of time interacting when you were covering with whether it was Baltimore or New York or wherever. But I'm curious if he ever came up, if Bob ever came up with George, with Steinbrenner, if you ever had conversations, because we all know the rumors that he tried to lure him away and that years, so many years passed, like, was he still bitter about it? Did he still really want Uecker to come over to New York?
So I actually, the first time I ever heard that was earlier today, that George, but it absolutely fits. I'm sure that during the Miller Lite commercial, you know, during that era, that was something that, you know, would have interested George, because George absolutely believed in stars, in the marquee, and there was no bigger media star within the sport in the mid-'80s than Bob Uecker. And so you could see George making a big pitch, thinking that he was going to get the best announcer in baseball, the most well-known announcer in baseball. And it also fits, based on what I've heard from other people about Bob, that Bob would, you know, talk about it, maybe even agree to it verbally, and then at some point back away saying, I just can't do it. I just can't leave Milwaukee.
Buster Olney joining us here on ESPN Wisconsin. Buster, with some of the people you've talked to today and even over the years, do you have a favorite Bob Uecker story that you've heard?
Boy, well, the one today that I got feedback, you know, Craig Counsell, I asked him in a text what, when he first remembers meeting Uecker, given his own background. He said he met him when he was 10 years old, and he talked about how on a daily basis when he was managing the Brewers, that was the best half hour each day, because they would do the pregame show and, you know, Bob would be down there and they would get a chance to talk. That to me was so heartfelt, and it reflects a lot of what other people have said, whether it's Tim Kirkjian, players you see on social media talking about, you know, what a special connection they had with him.
It's been a ride of emotion for everybody here in Milwaukee. But I think of, you know, really the scope. I mean, I just saw a photo tweeted by Adam Sandler of him taking a selfie with Bob Uecker. I mean, like, I think that's a great way to kind of put it, that the scope of Bob Uecker is well beyond our little baseball world that we all know. And I don't know if there's a way to put that into words, given the status and the Johnny Carson and the list goes on. Is there a way that... I think of when Paul Skeens even requested to meet with him earlier this year. I don't know if you had seen that photo. Like, that's, this dude transcends not just baseball, and obviously Paul's a star, but it goes beyond that.
Yeah, so Tom Rinaldi did a great piece for Fox last year before one of the Brewer games, the broadcast of the Brewers, and he sat down with Bob, and he asked him, okay, who's the most famous person you have in your phone? You have the person's digits, and you know Bob Uecker has everybody, right? As you said, people are coming out of the woodwork today with stories, with anecdotes, and Uecker looked at him in his famous deadpan and goes, me, I'm the most famous person in my phone. And then he pointed out that, you know, when people passed on, he kept them in his phone. And I can't even imagine all the people that Bob would have had in his phone. Because you say people sought him out. It was like an experience. Part of the reason why I didn't really establish a relationship with him was because I was always like in awe of the guy. And I'm like, he doesn't need some dopey sports writer bothering him.
That's pretty much how I felt as a pre and post game guy here sometimes, even though I was technically his teammate. But the funny thing too with those names that are in the phone and everyone that's reached out and everybody that has something to say about Bob, he made time for everybody, and I know he would have made time for you too, Buster. I can promise you that. But when I think of the life that he lived and the current players that still understand it, like we're seeing tributes from the current Brewers as well. I think of some of the veterans. Like I remember Adam Wainwright came up to the booth a couple of years ago, and Uke made Adam read a Miller Lite ad. As you can imagine, Wainwright, Budweiser, St. Louis Country. That's the kind of guy this guy was, and the memories that I'll take with him.
Oh, part of my, today has been about going back and watching those clips as Mr. Baseball with Johnny Carson. And the first episode that Uecker was ever on, you could tell first off that Carson had no idea who he was. And then right away, Johnny has a hard time keeping it straight. He's just laughing out loud. And I'm sure after that show was over, he's like, bring that guy back on. And he had, what, over 100 appearances on Carson during the course of his career? Norm MacDonald telling stories about him. And as I mentioned, I mean, we've seen some great Hall of Fame speeches through the years, really. Some heartfelt words from all-time great players. Nobody's close to Uecker's speech, and all Uecker did was to go in out there and try to make people laugh. And so there are cutaways of Willie Mays and Eddie Murray and other stars, like, wiping their eyes because they were laughing so hard. And as my colleague Tim Kirchin pointed out today, he did it all off the cuff.
Yep.
He did this great 20 minutes. It was unbelievable. I would encourage everybody to go and find that on YouTube. Bob Uecker's Hall of Fame speech from 2003.
Yeah, and you think of Buster in Bob's career. He played with Warren Spahn, some great like that, and then got to call Jackson Chourio's first career home run. That's how long Bob's baseball career spanned it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, what a life lived, what an impact. I mean, we should all, hope for an experience and an impact that Bob Uecker had.
Buster, thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective on Bob. We certainly appreciate it here in Milwaukee.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Buster.
Buster Olney, ESPN senior writer, baseball analyst, joining us here on ESPN Wisconsin. We've gone over our time. KBN, I'm sure, will continue to take your calls. They'll continue to take your texts on that Carbless Talking text line. Dom, thank you so much for jumping in with us today.
Thank you, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
KBN, coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin.
Home run the pitch. Ryan Braun.